howdy, friends. How y'all? It's your old friend, Woods Rider, Jelly Elliott, and the Three Knotheads. Sitting here on the old pine tree, and we'd like for you to come down the trail. Just come right on down, make yourself at home, pull up a knot there, pine knot, that is, knot, pine knot, and make yourself at home. Yeah. We're going to sing a few of the songs. We're going to get serious. Some nonsense and some sense non and nonsense. Yeah, that's it. So just pull up a chair there and make yourself at home. Hey! Oh, well, all right there, friends. This next 14 and a half minutes here with the Three Knotheads and myself, Jelly Elliott, that is brought to you the best wishes and compliments from your State Forestry Service and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service. Friends, we got something here that we're going to, you know, this program here just about winds up things and all, you know. We've been with you here for a long time, and it about winds up things. Well, I better not get into that now, so I'll sing first. And here's mine. There's a big rock in the road. There's a big rock in the road, and it's there blocking the road. A lot of careless folks have found it, so you'd better go round it. There's a big rock in the road. There's a hole under the rock, and it's cold under the rock. And they say if you fall in it, that your life won't last a minute. There's a big rock in the road. We'll leave the darkness behind you, shine your light up ahead. If you don't want troubles to find you, leave the light that's ahead. There's a big rock in the road, and it's there blocking the road. If you're not very humble, then you're liable to stumble on that great big old rock in the road.
Oh! Yeah, decent boy!
There's a big rock in the road, and it's there blocking the road. A lot of careless folks have found it, so you'd better go round it. There's a big rock in the road. There's a hole under the rock, and it's cold under the rock. And they say if you fall in it, that your life won't last a minute. There's a big rock in the road. We'll leave the darkness behind you, shine your light up ahead. If you don't want troubles to find you, just change the life that you've led. There's a big rock in the road, and it's there blocking the road. If you're not very humble, then you're liable to stumble on that great big old rock in the road. Thank you, boys. There's a big rock in the road. It sure is a big rock in the road. Friends, you know, I tell you, this is the last time that we'll be on the air here for, I guess. Now, understand, I'm guessing. Last time we'll be here under the old pine tree visiting with you for a spell. And then Three Knotheads and myself. Now, we'll be missing you. We'll miss you a whole lot. We got to move along down the trail, get on downstream, you know, the fish, they come upstream and then they go downstream.
Well, that's the way we are. We come up with the fish and go down with the fish. We got to move along. And this is the last program, I imagine, for some time. I just don't know. You can't ever tell what is in the future. That's why they have fortune tellers to tell what's in the future. But who knows whether they can tell it or not. Now, this radio station here that we're playing on now, and the State Forestry Service and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service, and the good Lord is willing, well, we'll be back. Yes, sir, we'll be back. If they're all willing and everything and get together and all, we'll be back to play a few of these old corny hillbilly tunes for you and telling you a few things, hither, thither, and yon about this, that, and the other. And the woods, you know, that's the wood. We love the woods. Everybody loves the woods. You love them. Ain't no use stand up there with your bare face hanging out and say you don't, because you do. Everybody loves the woods. And we got to take care of them. If we don't take care of them, won't nobody take care of them. It's left up to us. And we're going to take care of them. We're going to do our part. Are you going to do yours? Yeah, you're going to do your part. I knew you would. Everybody will. The good old wood, you go out on the fish bank creeking, creek bank of fishing, and you just love to go out there where everything's green, the flowers. In the early spring of the year, you go out there and the violets is blooming and the dogwood is putting out of it. Ain't that nice? Oh, that's the finest life in the world. Just think of the millionaires. Millionaires. It's got money that they couldn't spend the principal off of. I mean, they couldn't spend the interest off it. They just give half of it to be out there where them dogwoods is blooming and the violets is blooming. Let's keep it that way, friends. The only way to keep it that way is keep the forest fires out. Fires. That's what does it, fires. Who wants to go out and sit down in the woods where the fire's been through there? Burn up all that brush, the briars. You go through there and the briars stick you and all that. That's all right, though. It's mighty fine. It's better than having them burnt. Let's play another song. Slim's going to sing one. Slim's going to sing one of his own tunes, friends. He wrote this tune, and we're going to publish it some of these days, if you'll only say you care.
What have I done to you, my darling?
Thank you, Slim. Thank you, friends. That was Slim's own tune. He wrote that tune all by his little old T90 whitey self. That's a pretty tune, Slim. I kind of like that, and I know our friends liked it. Friends, I told you this was our last program here for a while. And I'd like to remind you again, friends, we offered you this little book, you know, the book I told you about that connects and ties in the Bible with these forest fires that's happening all over the country. It ties it all in there. A lot of pictures, a lot of scriptures from the Bible. And I wished you had this little book. I just wish it was possible so I could come out there and hand each and every one of you one of these little books, because I'd like for you to have it. Now, you can get our picture, too, the three knotheads and myself. That's Jelly Elliot and the three knotheads. You can get the book and the picture free. All you have to do to get this book and picture of the three knotheads and myself is just sit down right now and write us a penny postcard or a letter. A penny postcard will do the job, saying you want the book and the picture. Address it to Jelly Elliot and the three knotheads in care of the station that you're now listening to. Now, friends, all of you out there, this is our 13th week here, and we wind this thing up here, and we got to move along, and I'm sure sorry, and I hope that you are, too. Now, you loggers out there, hunters, fishermen, campers, farmers, school teachers, business folks, school kids, everybody, sports and supposed to be sports, young and old, you got to do your part. You got to shoulder your part of the wheel. Now, that's what it's got to be. That's what it's going to take. If every man, woman, child will just do her, his, part in preventing these woods fires, boy, we'll sure cut down the size and number. I mean, that's right. I told you all about it in the future programs, and I wish I had time to go on and on, but I haven't. I got to go, friends. Now, that's what it's got to be. That's what has got to be done. And we can do it. Let's do it. Friends, we've run out of time here. No, we got just a minute or two. Excuse me, I looked at the clock wrong. We got time for a little bit of a musical tune here. Let's do a little bit of a musical, and we'll get Robert and his fiddle here. I can't see that clock very well. I don't know just what how much time we've got, but Robert's going to come up here and do just a dab, dab, and a half, two dabs of Idaho.
She'd set me free. She lived so long, head got bald. She took notes, not die at all.
I'd read, I'm plumb fool about I'd read.
Hey, Robbie, here!
There it was, friends, a little dab, dab, and have two dabs of Ida Red. I wish we had time to play it all. I just wish we had time to play it on and on and on and on and on. We've really enjoyed being with you these 13 weeks, and I hope the Lord and everybody's concerned is willing for us to come back and be with you. If we ever in your community, come to see us. Friends, I'd like to leave you with just a little thought for the day. It's just like the good book says, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And don't forget, friends, we've been brought to you for the last 14 and a half minutes by your State Forester Service and Uncle Sam's Forester Service. Keep that in mind, friends. Keep down the forest fires. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.